Chapter 4. Roy Faltrig. New Orleans, Louisiana. Early Monday evening. Roy Faltrig, the United States District Attorney in New Orleans, had just received a call from the local police, who had heard the news from the Memphis police. Jerome Clifford was dead, probably by suicide. Maldonado's trial for the murder of Senator Boyett was supposed to begin in a month. It would be the biggest, most important case Faltrig had ever taken part in. For months he had been dreaming of front-page stories in the newspapers, TV interviews, and, if he won the case and Maldonado was convicted of murder, an easy victory if he decided to run for election to the United States Senate. Faltrig was sitting with his subordinate, Thomas Fink, the assistant district attorney, and discussing Clifford's suicide. Now Maldonado will have to get a new lawyer, and the trial will probably be postponed, said Faltrig. The thought frustrated him. He couldn't wait to be a celebrity lawyer. At least we'll have more time to find the body, Fink said. Faltrig knew that was true. And they needed the senator's body. Without it, it would probably be impossible to prove that Maldonado had killed him. Just then, FBI Special Agent Larry Truman came into Faltrig's office. The three men were supposed to travel that evening to Memphis. Okay, I made the phone calls you asked me to make, Truman said to Faltrig. The FBI in Memphis will notify the police there that the Clifford suicide is now an FBI case, and they'll give us the evidence they found at the scene. Is there any doubt that it's suicide? Faltrig asked. No, there's no doubt, Truman said as he sat down. He left a suicide note. But I wonder why he went all the way to Memphis to kill himself. Fink looked up from some papers he had been reading. Maybe because he grew up there. He didn't move to New Orleans until he started law school, and that's when I met him. In fact, he looked at Faltrig, and when his boss nodded his head, Fink continued. Well, we think that Clifford knew where the senator's body is buried. Why do you think this? Truman asked, surprised. Before Fink could answer, Faltrig said, We'll explain on the way to the airport. We've got to go now. Our flight leaves in about an hour. Clifford and I were in law school together 20 years ago, Fink began, once the men were in the car. After that, we didn't see each other much. But suddenly, one night, about a week ago, he called me at home and said he wanted to talk about the Maldonado case. He sounded drunk and told me that he didn't want to defend Maldonado. You told me that he even cried, Faltrig interrupted. Yeah, he cried like a child, Fink continued. The next day he called me at the office. He told me to ignore anything he had possibly said the night before about where the senator's body was buried. Actually, he hadn't mentioned anything about a dead body. But I was curious to see what would happen if I pretended that he had. So I thanked him for the information. That really made him totally nervous, Faltrig added. Yeah, it sure did, said Fink. And he insisted that we meet for lunch. He looked terrible and got very drunk. Then he definitely insinuated that he knew where the body was. Why didn't you tell me any of this before now? Truman asked angrily. We were about to tell you, Faltrig answered. In fact, Fink and I had been talking about it right before I got the call about Clifford. I'm sure he knew where the body was. Otherwise, he wouldn't have been worried that he had told Fink. And I think there's a possibility that he told someone about it once he had decided to commit suicide. There's a possibility, I guess, agreed Truman. Think about it. Imagine that you're Clifford. Maldonado tells you where he buried the body. Only the two of you know. You plan to commit suicide, so you don't care anymore if you keep your client's secret or not. So you tell someone, right? Foltrick said excitedly as he tried to convince Truman. It's a possibility, Truman said. But then why didn't he put the information in his suicide note? According to the Memphis police, the note contains mainly instructions for his funeral. This did not stop Foltrick's enthusiasm for the possibility that Clifford had told someone about the location of the body. He instructed Truman to have the FBI investigate Clifford's movements in the days and hours before his suicide. Truman called his office to give these instructions to his agents just before he, Foltrick, and Fink got on the plane to Memphis.